As if it was an everyday occurrence to have your gang leader break into your apartment, Jacob hung his keys by the door and shrugged out of his jacket. The dark t-shirt he wore beneath it clung to his muscles in a way that would have had me drooling if not for our audience. His arms were sleeved in tattoos. My gaze stuck on them for a second. With some heavily tattooed people, you can tell that they didn't plan their ink out in advance but had it slapped together piecemeal. The result can be a jarring mix of styles and patterns. Jacob must have taken meticulous care designing his. They featured a military theme throughout, and each tattoo flowed so seamlessly into the next that it looked like one cohesive masterpiece of ink. It must have taken him years to complete and, judging from the quality, cost nearly as much as his bike. He paused beside the fridge and turned to Daniel.
Need another beer? Yeah,
Daniel said. Jacob's gaze cut to me. His voice softened and dropped half an octave into something low and husky.
Want a beer, babe?
I stood stock still, staring at him. Babe? His eyes flashed with some unspoken warning, and I decided to go along with this plot twist like I had all the other insanity of the evening. Sure, I said. Nothing to see here, folks. Just three rational adults having a normal conversation after one of said adults broke into another of said adults' apartment without explanation. I snagged the beer from Jacob and twisted the top off, happy to have something to do with my hands. It cut down on the temptation to reach for my gun again. This whole situation was off. Why had Daniel kicked in Jacob's door? And why wasn't Jacob calling him out on it? There were so many undercurrents running between the two men that it felt like I was about to be caught in the riptide and dragged out to sea with them. Jacob's paranoia in the parking lot suddenly seemed a lot more understandable.
How's your shift, Krista?
Daniel asked. A shiver of dread ran through me when he said my name. It was good, Mr. King.
No trouble?
No trouble. He nodded like all was as it should be in his realm. I took a deep pull of my beer. He'd made a point to use my name. It set my teeth on edge because I'd never spoken to the man before and didn't think he even knew I existed. Whenever he came into Charlie's, he sat in a special booth in the back that we kept permanently reserved for him. He was too important to come to the bar for his drinks. Instead, he had his flunkies fetch them for him. I wasn't naive. This wasn't just some casual inquiry into my night. He wanted me to know that he knew who I was. For some reason, it felt like a threat.